This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you will show me a video of a healthcare worker, nurse, doctor, PA, nurse practitioner, dentist, pharmacist, showing emotion, or it's a video that they posted. And you ask me what I think of it, and there's been, you know, people of all sides thinking that's a great video, it's a very passionate video, or some of you thinking, okay, this person's trying to become an internet star based on somebody dying. And it's a very, very touchy subject because we are seeing a lot of it. Every time there is a casualty or, you know, and we saw this with COVID, many physicians and nurses and all that went to TikTok and they went to social media. Some of them were doing dances. Like, remember, you would see a bunch of them, like, doing dances, and that trended. That got some controversy because people are like, wait a second, you guys are saying you're slammed, you're overworked, but it looks like it's an empty hospital corridor, and you guys are obviously learning how to dance in unison. And I'm like, everybody calm down, you know, everybody deserves a break, let them, you know. But there is this trend to have, you know, infamy, to have a following. And people are finding the advantages to having a following. And so, since people are fascinated by people in medicine and healthcare and all that, it's no doubt that those in it, some of them, are really liking the attention they're getting. And some people want a celebrity doctor or celebrity healthcare worker. Others don't. And those that do, they're fascinated by Dr. Oz or Dr. Sanjay Gupta, or they can say, oh, yeah, this person was my doctor. This person was my doctor. Yeah. But others are like, I want to know that their priorities aren't becoming famous, but their priorities are me. And so when you look at some of these videos, you do, you know, wonder if some of them were set up going, okay, you videotape me, I'm going to put my hands on my head, I'm going to look really, really sad, I'm going to say I just lost a patient. And so you see people videotaping other people. Now, maybe they want to capture that moment so they can go back in time and go, look, you know, this was the first time I lost a patient. That, you know, because people do, they're much better than us Gen X's and boomers were in terms of getting every single thing caught on camera and video because we didn't have access to it and it cost money. So I get that the younger generation wants to capture every significant moment in their career. But then it's getting posted. So some people are like, so wait a second, is this, you know, they've been accused of, you know, making a movie, you know, accused of trying to get internet clout. And it's frustrating for individuals. And for those of you who are patients, some of you have actually reached out and said, look, you know, I want a doctor that, you know, that, you know, kind of like you, that, you know, is in the public, arena. Or I've had some that go, I want somebody that has absolutely no social media presence because I want to know that they're just thinking about me. So, you know, not that all doctors are just thinking about you. They also got families and things like that. But it's interesting how doctors on social media will give a certain perception. And so I've warned a lot of medical students that if somebody thinks you're trying to become a star, that could work against you. Those that become celebrities or stars, it just happens. I mean, when I went on to radio, I never did it to become a big radio star and somebody nationally syndicated and all that. I originally did it. I had to pay. I had to pay for airtime so I could answer people's medical questions. It was a community service. It later turned into a show, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Yeah, let's go national. But originally, my plan wasn't to become, you know, somebody that was national and on film for medicine. You know, I wanted to be Miss America. I wanted to be in a love scene with Viggo Mortensen and Aragorn. That was my dream. It wasn't, you know, to be a radio doctor. My goal was, you know, was to let me help people out. It's a recession. They're calling my office. I might as well, you know, kill a bunch of birds with one stone by paying for airtime, doing a show once a week. They could ask me whatever questions on air, and people will learn. And I wanted it as an educational community service thing. Once it became national, yeah, I liked it. You know, I mean, fame is pretty addictive. It's really nice. It's really, really cool. But could also be deadly, you know, and could also be scary for some. So, you know, I want everybody to calm down. If you do see a young doctor or a young nurse, you know, posting something and they're crying and they want to talk about it, you know, don't always think it's a sinister thing or they just want to become famous. You know, a lot of times it's they want to document something in history, they want to talk to people, and it's also a way for them to grieve, it's a way for them to cope. Some people will cope. Remember I told you guys how there was a scorpion in the house, and my husband and my older son were gone, and it was me and the younger son. The younger son was young. And I get out of the shower, and I reach for a towel, and there was a scorpion with a stinger, and he almost stung me. And it was a bark scorpion, one of the most dangerous. I was so scared, I posted the picture on Facebook. It was a coping mechanism. I was like, what do I do? What do I do? You know, and, you know, somebody said get flamethrowers. Somebody else said to contact SWAT, you know, but it relaxed me. It calmed me down, and then I hit it with a shoe, and then somebody on Facebook told me to get rid of it because it attracts other scorpions. So I did. I was going to leave it for my husband because I don't want to pick it up. But I'm like, no, better throw it out. So a lot of times, you know, people will post as a defensive mechanism, as a coping mechanism. And I get that. But when you do start to detect that there are people out there that seem to be, you know, if at all you feel there's something disgenuine, you know, you have a right to feel that way. And I get it. And I get that it's frustrating. And I see some of these videos, you know, of healthcare providers. And I'm like, God, they wear a lot of makeup for being on shift. I had no makeup. You know, my hair was horrible. If you see pictures of me, I don't think there's any pictures of me when I was doing 36-hour shifts at the hospital. I put some eyeliner on at most, eh? Because you just couldn't, you know, but you'll see these people, like, dang, their makeup is good. Well, maybe they put the makeup on because they're posting. But just realize, for some, it's a coping mechanism. Some people, they want to teach others or document, you know, some of what they're going through. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Anna said, is it true the caravan is broken up and people aren't going to be coming to the border? Let me clarify, and keep the emails coming for you. Those of you sending us notes, you could send them on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show, or our email is drdahlia@hotmail.com, or our website is drdahlia.com. So, no, people are still coming. After the Supreme Court had reversed the stay in Mexico policy, which you know, allowed asylum seekers to still be able to stay in the United States, rather than stay in Mexico, there was a caravan, that a large one, that got broken up temporarily. because, and I say temporarily, because Mexico gave 3,000 temporary resident visas to migrants. This happened on Sunday. The visas allow the migrants to stay in the country for up to 1 month. So 1,500 migrants were also granted tourist permits in Mexico, according to director of the Center for Human Dignity, Luis Ray Garcia Villagran, told the Daily Caller. And Villagran, who has led several migrant caravans in the past, is not walking with this group. He's just kind of, you know, telling them their rights. And I guess they say that the visas are going to make it a lot easier for them. One migrant, a Venezuelan, William Molina, is making the journey with 10 family members, and he got a visa. This is according to NBC 7 San Diego. And the group arrived in Tapachula, Mexico, on Friday. He said, "We are going to continue to the United States in buses because we already have the permit. We no longer need to walk." And, I mean, it's hot. And, you know, migrants are dying. We'll talk about the people who were sweltering and stuck in the car. There was a survivor that told us what some of the conditions were, stuck in the truck. So all that happened was Mexico gave temporary visas so they can still make it to the U.S. border. And, in fact, it almost induces them to want to go to the border because they're being told, look, okay, you're here, but only for 30 days. Another migrant, according to Daily Caller, traveling with the group, Francisco Daniel Marcano, said he hoped the visa would make it easier for him to get to the U.S. But if things don't go in his favor, he will try to work in northern Mexico and send money back to his family in Venezuela. So there's been 9 caravans in southern Mexico since 2020, and there have been about 3 caravans of over 13,000 people in the last 30 days. So even though one of the caravans or some of these have broken up, they are going to reform because there's an expiration of the visas. Now, it's hot. And so, if Mexico is doing this to help them so they feel like, you know what, you could stay in a motel or not have to be walking for, 2 months straight, then it's a public health effort. But a 20-year-old survivor speaks out about what the brutal heat and deadly conditions were when she was in that tractor trailer with 100 other migrants, where 53 were found dead. This was outside of San Antonio, Texas last week. Yennefer Yulisa Cordona Tomas from Guatemala City told the Associated Press that it was hot on June 27th when she stepped out of a warehouse on the Texas side of the Mexico border, where she had been waiting for a truck. She climbed into the back of the trailer. The smugglers then confiscated her and the other migrants' cell phones and covered the trailer's floor with what she thought was powdered chicken bouillon to throw off any dogs that they might encounter at checkpoints. She sat stuffed inside the stifling trailer with dozens of others, and the powder stung her skin. She remembered a friend's advice about staying near the door where it would be cooler. Cordona Tomas shared it with another friend that she had made on the journey. "I told a friend that we shouldn't go to the back and should stay near the entrance in the same place without moving." Cordona Tomas is being treated at Methodist Hospital Metropolitan San Antonio. She and a friend both survived because they were by the door and not deep, deep, deep in the back of the trailer. As the truck moved through Texas, they made additional stops to pick up more migrants. People began to cluster near the door, and she said she lost track of time. The people were yelling. Some cried, mostly women, for calling for it to stop and to open the doors because it was hot that they couldn't breathe. And she said the driver or someone else in the cab yelled back, "We were about to arrive," that there were 20 minutes left, 6 minutes. People asked for water. Some had run out. Others had some. The truck continued stopping occasionally, but just before she lost consciousness, it was moving slowly, and then she ended up waking up at the hospital. Young girl, only 20. Her parents said they did not know she would be traveling a tractor trailer and spent days worrying about her daughter's fate when they found out that the truck was found abandoned outside San Antonio and 53 people were dead. She told us it would be by foot. It seems like at the last moment, the smugglers decided to put her in the trailer, along with 2 more friends who survived. One of them is in critical condition. Cordon and Cordona Tomas did not have a job when they left for the United States, and asked him if he would support her. Oh, Cordon was, I think, her father, Minor Cordon, and asked if he would support her financially. He said he knew of other cases of children who left without telling their families and ended up disappearing or dying, so he decided to back her, paying $4,000 for a smuggler, which was less than half the cost. Apparently, it cost $8,000. According to Daily Mail, she left Guatemala on May 30th, traveled in cars, buses, and then finally got into the semi-trailer in Texas. I don't think it's clear how she got into Texas. Meanwhile, Cordon had stayed in touch with his daughter up until the morning of June 27th. Her last message to him was at 10:28 in Guatemala or 11:28 time in Texas, saying, "We're going to go in an hour." It was not until late that night that Cordon Tomas' family learned of the abandoned trailer, and then it was two more days before relatives confirmed that she was still alive in the hospital. They freaked out. They thought it was a miracle. So the truck was traveling with 100 other migrants and found that morning abandoned outside of San Antonio. There were 27 dead from Mexico, 14 from Honduras, 7 from Guatemala, 2 from El Salvador, and Francisco Garduno, chief of Mexico's National Immigration Institute. Oh, that's according to Francisco Garduno. The foreign ministry said that 20 Guatemalans died in the incident, 16 of whom have been positively identified. Now, the driver, Omero Zamorano, 45 years old, was allegedly found very high on meth, and he pretended to be one of the survivors. But he was charged with one count of alien smuggling resulting in death, and he could face the death penalty in Texas as a result. Then Christian Martinez, 28 years old, was charged with conspiracy and allegedly communicated with Zamorano about transporting the migrants, and he could also get the death penalty if convicted. Other accomplices are Juan Claudio de Luna Mendez, 23 years old, and Juan Francisco de Luna Bilbao, 48 years old, both charged with possession of a weapon by an alien illegally in the U.S. So they were arrested in East Texas, transported to San Antonio, and then I guess the other men are in custody. So, you know, we have a very, very deadly scenario where people want to come and you know, there you have, you know, some very, very innocent, you know, well, I'm trying to think of the word, well-intentioned people wanting to come to America to help support their family. Which has happened, and I get that. You know, but sadly, among some of these people, you have the wolf in sheep's clothing. And you also have very, very evil people orchestrating this. And I don't know why this guy got high on meth and then decides to leave the trailer. And I don't know what the hell happened. But sadly, you have now a mass killing of 53 people. And, you know, the desire to come to the United States is there. I get that. I get that. I my father and his family, you know, when they had an opportunity to come to America, they came to America. I get that. But if we don't have a proper immigration process, you know, and we have a means to you know, absorb people and figure out how to make them legal citizens, the numbers of people coming are going to sadly result in more and more deaths. And it stinks because this girl could still be, you know, or her co-travelers could still be alive if they were still in the safety of their home. Now, that's the next question. How safe is Honduras and Guatemala and Venezuela? You know, we understand why people want to leave. But in this particular case, she did the trek so she could help support the family. And sadly, it almost led to her death. I don't know what the answer is. I want America to help as many people as possible, but we could only do so much. And we only have so much fun, and we're doing a terrible job already supporting our homeless and our veterans, and, you know, we have children dying of starvation. We still have issues that we haven't necessarily, we haven't solved. So I don't know how strong a position we could be to help thousands of people that want to come here for help. That's why we got to come up with a better plan than what we have. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to 4 Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding 4 Medals of Honor during a White House ceremony. He praised the honorees for acts of incredible, astonishing, and selfless heroism.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy, I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you.
Confidence in United States institutions is falling. A new Gallup poll finding significant declines in 11 of 16 institutions that were in the survey. Confidence in the presidency is down 15 percentage points from a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court dropped 11 percentage points. USA Radio News. A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and Midwest this week. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. Police have taken a person of interest into custody after at least 6 people were killed and more than 24 were injured during a shooting at a 4th of July parade outside Chicago on Monday. President Biden says he will continue to combat gun violence. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says guns shouldn't be blamed.
And so President Biden just wants to keep talking about gun control because that's the knee-jerk reaction of the left. This isn't a guy who used to believe in that. But unfortunately, here we are. We need to deal with the issues of mental health. We've got to bring people back to understanding that when you commit a crime, you have to be held accountable. That's not happening in New York.
Law enforcement saying the male suspect may have left the scene in female clothes. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners wants to be anonymous, wants to know, how did they find the shooter that quickly? Talking about the Highland Park shooting suspect, Bobby Cremo III. I thought he was 22. Now they're saying he's about 21 years old. Okay. How they found him so quickly, I don't know. We haven't gotten those details. What we have found out is that he might have been dressed as a girl. He was originally in a shirt. They said he was a white male. average, maybe thin build, long hair, and then I think he was in a black shirt, not sure. And then when they found him, it looked like he was in a black shirt. Looked like his hair was maybe long for a boy, but still long. But now we're being told that he dressed up as a woman to carry out the attack. And then he was able to flee in the crowd because of the disguise. Now, I find that very odd because they said that they thought the shooter was a male with long hair in a T-shirt. But now we're being told that he dressed up as a woman. Cremo has not been charged yet. He does remain in custody and is speaking with authorities. Police have revealed that he owned multiple weapons, including two rifles, one that was used in the attack and another that was found in his vehicle. He was arrested at 6:30 p.m. We still don't know his motive, but it appears with his videos and all that that this was something that was being planned for a while, premeditated. They say that Cremo legally purchased the semi-automatic weapon used in the attack along with one of the rifle and more at a local store. He fired 70 rounds from the roof of a local store before ditching the weapon and running into the crowd himself. He walked to his mom's house, asked her for her car, didn't tell her what he did. The woman gave her the vehicle, and then he used to flee the area. He drove 8 miles north and then got arrested. Now, I think Highland Park is north of Chicago, so he went away from the city. Investigators are still interviewing him, from what I understand. So, there is a ban of assault rifles in Highland Park, but he was able to still get guns. I told you, these people figure out how to get them. On Monday, he fled, and he pretended to be one of the victims. And it's unclear exactly what he told the mom. I mean, you know, if he goes, "Mom, I need your car," fine, take it, whatever, do what you have to do. You know, or is it, "Mom, I did something bad, and she's like, get out of here, here, take some money, go. We don't know. But what they did find, which is very fascinating, is he had an obsession with the numbers 4 and 7. He has a 47 tattoo on his cheek. Now, I know he has a tattoo of a flower, red flower on his neck and all that, and he's but apparently has a fascination with 4 and 7. July 4th is, you know, 7-4 in reverse. Or if you were in London or England, it would be 4-7 for July 4th. The next president will be the 47th. So I don't know. They think that maybe there's something to that. He was really big on the number 4-7. He was a rapper. He lived in the area. His father worked at, worked locally. I think also ran for mayor. But one of his social media posts was just a bunch of 474747 written about 100 times. I haven't counted it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know if there was an exact number, but it looks like he just went 4747. That's just one of his posts on Twitter. And then it looks like he's on the toilet reading a book. Can't see what the book is about. It looks like in one picture, he was raising his arm up. Can't tell if it's a Heil Hitler or not. And then you see him in a black shirt, black pants, red underwear, getting arrested. And he was lots of videos of this guy. His parents have not addressed his role. His uncle said he was a quiet kid who kept largely to himself. Paul Cremo, his uncle, said he was behaving normally on Sunday. He had no signs of violence. He had a lot of YouTube rap videos where he glamorized school shootings. And he says, "I'm heartbroken. I'm so heartbroken. There were no signs that I saw that would make him do this. He's a quiet kid. He's usually on his own. He's a lonely, quiet person, and he keeps everything to himself." He said everything was normal. And I disagree, because when you look at the videos, you're like, this guy was crying to be noticed and really glorifying shootings. You see him dropping bullets. You see flashing lights near his chest. You see pictures of beheadings and fights with the cops. And I don't know who did the videos with him. I'm interested in that, because wouldn't they have thought that something was off? Cremo's parents have not addressed the attack. Father Bob Sr. had ran for mayor unsuccessfully. And Nancy Rotterine, who was the mayor, confirmed that Crimo legally obtained the weapon. She said she taught him when he was a Cub Scout and that he was a normal little boy. Police are yet to confirm what type of weapon he used. She said he was just a little boy. She called for greater gun reform and said that while the gunman clearly had a mental breakdown, the issue is not with mental health, but with the guns being legal. She says, I don't know where it came from, but I do know it was legally obtained. At some point, this nation needs to have a conversation about these weekly events involving the murder of dozens of people with legally obtained guns. I think that's what our laws stand for. We need to reexamine the laws. Our values are askew. Yesterday, we came together to celebrate independence and freedom after 2 years of not having a parade. And I get the gun. People have asked, why is it, you know, such an issue? Why is it so hard to pass gun reform? And, you need to ask the lawyers and you need to ask the legal analysts, because sadly, when there's a law, the seconds after is a manipulation of the law. And I don't want anybody who has mental illness to get a hold of a weapon and shoot people up. But I also don't want the guns that I have to protect my family in case there's a shooter to be taken away. And people say, but gosh, Dahlia, they could just easily say, we're going to outlaw these guns, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. There is always a manipulation of the law that is putting a lot of people not at ease. So, for example, I personally will back, people with mental illness, severe mental illness, not, being able to hold a gun, not being able to own a gun. But you have individuals saying, but wait a second. What is the diagnosis of severe illness? If I have anxiety, if I have depression, and it's in a medical chart, Dr. Dahlia, will that then prevent me from getting a gun? So then people will say, you can't word it like that. See, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how a law has to be worded so that somebody can't take a person who has insomnia, say they have mental illness, and then they can't have a gun to protect their family. So, I think that's the problem. The problem is, and we've seen this with the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court will dissect the verbiage. And if the verbiage has these holes in it that say, no, it can't, just like with Obamacare. Obamacare technically was unconstitutional. But they said, but if you change the wording to tax, this works. It's all about the wording of these. So who's going to word the bills? To me, this kid had mental illness. Did he seek a doctor in the past? Was he ever diagnosed? That also leads to questions. Many people with mental illness don't want to get seen. We're worried about what's going on with monkeypox, and we think it's because some people are just staying home and isolating and not letting people see them, so they're not getting diagnosed. The average person with mental illness does not want to get diagnosed. They don't want to be told they have mental illness. They think their train of thought is normal. So we're seeing these young individuals who have never had a diagnosis because they don't go to the medical provider. So if you make a law saying anybody with mental illness can't own a gun, yeah, you're going to get a lot of support for that, but you're going to still miss people. But if you make a law saying, there has to be, all these steps for anybody to own a weapon, then, you're going to have the average person who's, wanting to, enjoy the rights that they have with the Second Amendment, get restricted. So that's why it's just so complex. But it's tragic. We shouldn't have lost anybody yesterday or all these people we've lost in the past few decades. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guys, We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked about Brittany Griner, the Olympic basketball player that is being detained in Russia, and you said that she looks very, very sick, very ill, and she looks very different from, you know, what she look, you know, what's happening to her. And one thing that I picked up on, because I'm the thyroid stalker, I just seem to pick things up with people's thyroids, is it looked like to me that she was starting to develop exophthalmos. So when you look at her walking in recently, this was last week, to one of her recent hearings, her eyes look very wide, and it could just be she was very nervous or she saw something that, but based on another picture that looked like she might have had a neck mass, might have had, you know, widening of the eyes, I think she might have a thyroid disorder. It might be hyperthyroid. And so that would be my guess. But yeah, she does not look that healthy. I think she's 6'9". She's, you know, been detained because she allegedly brought cannabis oil for her vaping cartridges, which again has been very, very confusing to me, because the you know, I mean, she's worked for Russia before, she's traveled to Russia, she knows the laws. I'm a little confused if she had a brain fart and forgot, or if this was right before the invasion and this was Russia's way of holding somebody. And you know, when I posted this on Facebook, I had, you know, I'm of the belief that when you mess with an American, you know, you get them back. And that was greeted with a lot of controversy, because people thought, look, you know, you do the crime, you do the time. And again, I always kind of have an open mind, and I see both sides, and I'm like, I just don't know, you know, if I think this is as cut and dry as one would think. And so, you know, somebody goes, she probably shouldn't have smuggled drugs into Russia. She dissed the American flag. I have no sympathy. So apparently there was, I think she wanted to kneel, or she didn't want, she sat out through the national anthem. And I get that. I get that people are very, very upset when somebody blows off or disrespects the national anthem. I'm not a fan of that. If you have a problem with this country and you have a problem, you know, one, leave the country. You know, or two, there are other ways to protest that particular thing. So if you're concerned about police injuries and issues that happen during police detention and arrests, there are other ways to protest, you know, than the national anthem. So I understand that people were upset. One person said she should be returned home ASAP. And she should never take any type of controlled substance to a foreign country, even if it's weed, oil, paste, edible, especially when going to Russia. What was she thinking? And, you know, others say don't do the crime if you don't do the time. Somebody else feels she's a political pawn and not sure if the State Department knows how to deal with it. So the wife of Brittany Griner said that President Joe Biden still has not responded to a handwritten letter that the basketball star sent him on July 4th. And I get it, it's only been a day, but still. She goes, I have not heard from him, and honestly, it's very disheartening. This is Cheryl Griner, told CBS Mornings in an interview. Brittany Griner is a WNBA All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist for Texas, has been detained in Russia since February, right before the invasion, on cannabis possession charges. The trial began last Friday, scheduled to resume on Thursday, and they believe she's going to be stuck there for a while. Representatives for Brittany Griner on Monday shared excerpts of a letter that she sent to Biden, pleading with him to do more to help secure her to the United States. She goes, I realize you were dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home. Her wife Cheryl said on Tuesday that Brittany felt compelled to write Biden because of the failed attempts that we have had as a family to advocate for her release. She said she's there and she knows that we are doing everything that we can in our own strength to ask to meet with the president and to request that they do everything they can to get her home. The wife said, it kills me every time when I have to write her and she's asking, have you met with him yet? Then I have to say no. I'm sure she's like, I'm going to write. She said, I'm sure she's like, I'm going to write him and ask now because my family has tried to no avail, so I'm going to do it myself. So This is interesting. The White House shared a statement from the National Security Council spokesperson Adrienne Watson, who said that the Biden administration, quote, continues to work aggressively using every available means to bring her home. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Secretary of State Antony Blinken have spoken several times with Brittany's wife recently, and the White House is, quote, closely coordinating with Roger Carstens, a special presidential envoy for hostage affairs. They've met with Brittany's family and her support network. So it sounds like everybody is kind of running around and trying to do something. But if the Biden administration can't get Americans who are detained over their home, that does not look well. Good. It also looks like there are there's a lack of respect for America from the Russia side and a lack of effectiveness. Patrick writes, Trump would have done this already, you know, meaning get her out. So, you know, I don't know. When you see this, you know, and I get in Russia, cannabis is a big, big deal. To us, it's no big deal because multiple states have it legalized. The feds are trying to decriminalize it, but it's difficult because of driving and all the ramifications with that. But I get that in another country, it is a, you know, controlled substance. It is considered a drug. It's considered an illegal substance. I get that. But it's not like she murdered somebody over there. It's not like she raped somebody or she held somebody hostage. And, again, I'm still very, very confused with the concept of somebody who has, because apparently on her off season, she plays for Russia. So she's a Russian athlete for part of the year, an American athlete for part of the year. She knows the rules. Her team knows the rules. And I've said this before. I've left water bottles in my backpack, you know, because I'll take my backpack, you know, wherever I go, and I'll have water. And then I'll go through TSA, and they're like, all right, we got to inspect it because there's water. And I'm like, oh, man, I left a water bottle. I thought I got rid of all my water bottles. So they check it, whatever. I can understand somebody having a brain fart going, oh, I didn't realize it was still in my purse. Okay, and I get it. Some people are like, you know, I wouldn't try to smuggle a water bottle. You could see it a mile away. You know, and maybe she was guilty and she was trying to smuggle it in because she felt like she needed it to, you know, and then, but again, is that, does that deem, you know, does the punishment fit the crimes? She does not look well. And what I posted on Facebook and Twitter is you could see a neck mass. Could be a goiter, and you see her eyes, the whites of her eyes, she could be having exophthalmos. So she could be having a thyroid condition. She looks like she's losing weight. She does not look healthy. Somebody should be, you know, caring for her. And you know, being in a Russian prison, you would think we, with all our previous years of diplomatic relations, would be able to bring her home, especially since it was a nonviolent crime. So we look not very, we look weak. We don't look very intimidating. And you start to wonder if maybe the Biden administration wants to save their cards for another play where they don't want to get cash in all their favors for Brittany because there's something else going on. But it's sad. It's frustrating. And so for those of you that think, okay, well, yeah, you know, she should be detained. The bigger picture is we can't, our current administration cannot get Americans back. And if they say they're trying and they can't, I mean, it's one thing for them to say, look, guys, we're not going to interfere. You know, this was on her. But if they're claiming they're trying and they can't get, you know, an American Olympian back, that shows they're weak. 1-877 Doc Belly.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.